are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Right, so today we are looking at predestination versus free will under the topic that says our choice or God's plan. Before we kickstart our conversation, can you open with the word of prayer?
Thank you. Shall we pray?
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we invite you to speak through us and to speak to us using your word. May your spirit lead us in this conversation. Bless us, bless our listeners, and bless our presenter. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen, Pastor. So, free will, it's like the ultimate choose your own adventurer story. But unlike those well-loved books where every choice leads to a different page, our choices here on earth can sometimes feel like they are part of a script written long ago. So, are we actors with the script or improvisers on the stage of life? The Bible gives us a tantalizing glimpse into the concept of free will, emphasizing our ability to choose while still being part of a grand design. So, Pastor, what biblical evidence supports the concept of free will, and how does it coexist with God's sovereignty?
Thank you. As human beings, just like angels, we are created with the freedom of choice. And this we see from the Garden of Eden. God gave our parents, Adam and Eve, told them not to eat from the fruit, from the tree of knowledge of evil and good. And we see them choosing the other way round, and then sin comes. So right from the beginning, we see that the first human beings were given the freedom of choice, which we still have today. So much as God is great, he's our creator, he gives us the freedom of choice. And it is critical for us to underscore that freedom of choice, it gives room for character development. If we have no freedom of choice, then we become like machines. We are automated. But God did not create us so. He could have created us like machines, but he did not do so. So we have the freedom of choice as human beings. No wonder we see Adam choosing the other way around, and all generations we see the same people choosing to walk God's way or people choosing to do the other way around. So freedom of choice is always there. If freedom of choice is not there, then we are no longer human beings. We become like machines. So much as God is powerful, he's all-knowing, he still gives us the freedom to choose.
Wow. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that. And how do passages like Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, and Revelation chapter 22, verse 17, emphasizes human choice in the biblical narrative?
Thank you. You're talking about Joshua chapter 24?
Yes, Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. How do these passages...
Yes. Thank you. We see there Joshua giving the people, he actually challenging them, choose whom you are going to serve. Are you going to serve the idols, those gods that were in the land that they had just inherited, or they will choose God? And Joshua plainly says that as far as I'm concerned, for me and my family, we will choose God. So we see right from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation, choices are always there. And not only that, when you talk about the like in the marriage of Isaac to Rebecca in Genesis chapter 24, we find everything is arranged by God. There's a prayer that is offered. The woman whom I will marry should do this, and she does. She fits exactly into that, and all the two families agrees. The family, those who are sent by Abraham, the family of Rebecca, they agree that this is God's way. But they said, we will call Rebecca and find out from her what her choice is. Will you go with this man? After everything is sure, God has arranged, but they still asked her to make a choice. And she said, yes, I will go with this man. So freedom of choice is always there. Where there's no freedom of choice, that worship is suspect.
And in what ways does the idea of free will affect our understanding of sin and moral responsibility?
The idea of sin, for sure, it comes in because of free choice. Because if there was no freedom of choice, if we were created like machines, we are not going to have the potential to do wrong. And at the same time, we have no potential to develop character as human beings. So because of that choice, the freedom of choice, that means there comes also the potential to commit sin. But even when you sin, that is a choice. When you choose not to sin, like with the example of Joseph in Genesis 39, here is an opportunity that is ripe to commit sin with someone's wife. Joseph chose not to sin, and he gives a reference to God. I cannot sin against God, meaning God has said this I should not do, and I've got a choice to do what God did or not to. But he chooses deliberately to do a thus saith the Lord.
Sure.
That is freedom of choice.
Powerful.
And for me, for sure, I cannot worship a God who does not give me freedom to choose.
Hey.
No. I don't want to be associated with such a God.
Sure. I need to choose for myself. Wow. Beautiful, Pastor. Right. And how does free will impact our relationship with God and our spiritual growth?
Free will impacts us in a lot of ways. In the first place, God respects me. He respects you. His might. If we, as human beings, like a parent, if we had the power of God, a lot of us could computerize our children just to be obedient all the way. But God does not do that. He respects us. When I walk in His way, I'm walking because I've chosen to do so. So the freedom of choice gives me self-esteem. It gives a human being self-esteem. I am here by choice. Where you are working there, you are there by choice.
Right.
Where you have not gone, you have not gone there by choice. No one has forced you. Such that even when you are in heaven, those who are lost, they are lost because they have chosen. Those who are saved, they are saved because they have chosen. So no one will point a finger at anyone.
I hope my listeners at home, you are listening to this conversation. This is very powerful. If you have any comments or any questions regarding our topic for today, we are looking at our choice or God's plan. You can send those messages on +27734703520. Pastor Munga is here to answer all your questions. Pastor, let's continue with our conversation. So what role does free will play in the process of salvation and accepting God's grace?
Free will and accepting God's grace. Thank you so much. You have used that keyword, accepting. So meaning before you accept something, you are saved with something. It's like something is put on the table. You are invited to the table. So when you are invited, the implication is that you can accept or you can reject. So that is how grace works. This is a gift. When I send a gift to you, you can choose to accept it, to unwrap the gift,
right,
use the gift, or you can throw it away. So even salvation, when you talk about grace, we have been saved by grace through faith, meaning it is offered, salvation is offered, and you decide to take it. Just like when you go to the hospital. When you go to the hospital, there is a diagnosis. The doctor wants to ascertain what your problem is. After he has found your problem, there is prescription. He prescribes what medicine you are supposed to use. The last part is yours, to take the medicine or not to take it. He will do the diagnosis, he will do the prescription, but the last part, you will do it. To take the medicine or not to take it. And this is how salvation is. The diagnosis is very simple. You are sinners. You and I are sinners. We have fallen short of the glory of God. Whether you are a pastor, you are an usher, we are all sinners. That is the diagnosis from God. And what is the prescription? Accepting Jesus Christ. The last part is yours. No wonder David in Psalms says, I will take the cup of salvation. It is my part to take it. It is your part to do it.
Right. Sometimes I just wish, I wish God can force us to do some things or can force us to take some decisions. Because sometimes we do the, we take wrong decisions. Most of the time we tend to take wrong decisions, especially when it comes to deciding, do I have to do this? Do I not have to do this? I'm looking at this question. Do I have to accept God's grace? You understand? Like you said, other things, it's me, it's for me to decide. But then, what if I don't take the right decision? You understand, Fundis?
If you do not take the right decision, the consequences are there. And we are thanking to God that he tells you the consequences, the way he told Adam and Eve.
Why can't God why can't God force us to take good decisions?
Then he will cease to be God.
Sure. Okay.
Because he ceases to be God because he has given us the freedom to choose. Even when you worship him because you have chosen. Sure. Not as a machine. No, you have worshipped him because you have chosen him. But if God were to use force, then then religion can be a tough one. There are religions that use force where you have to kneel down by force to worship this. But Christianity or worshiping God is free. And he tells us the consequences. Adam, this is a tree. When you eat from this tree that are forbidden you not to eat, this is what will happen. He shows you even the consequences. So that even when you are heading the wrong way, you know that where I'm going, this is what I'll get. No wonder he tells us, I've showed you the way of life. Choose life. He encourages you. You choose this direction. But even as he encourages you to choose the right, he will not force you to do so.
Sure.
Because you wouldn't like to be in a place that you do not admire. Imagine you are forced into heaven. And all eternity, you'll be complaining. Why did I come here?
Eish.
So you have to be at a place that you have chosen to be.
Wow. Thank you so much, Pastor. Before we wrap up, here's the last one. How can believers balance trust in God's plan with the exercise of free will in daily decision-making?
In daily decisions, for sure, we need to walk with Jesus. Like that example that we find in Genesis chapter 5, 22-24, there where we find Enoch. The Bible says Enoch walked with God for 300 years until he was translated. So we need to walk with God, just like it was Joseph, the example that we gave, because he walked with God. He saw God in his mind, in his talking, and even in his actions. When we choose to walk with God, and this should be intentional, this should be deliberate, it should not be by chance. When we choose to walk with God, then he will help us in each and every decision that we make, meaning being a Christian or walking with God is not a one-time thing that I did it yesterday and then tomorrow I can choose this and that way. No, we need to walk with him 24/7, just like we are breathing. If you stop breathing, you die. So we need a lifestyle of walking with God, a lifestyle of interacting with God. It should not be a program, but it should be a lifestyle. Whether someone is watching you or someone is not watching you, whether it's in the dark or during the day, you choose to walk with God.
Ish Mfundisi, I have a question for you. Don't you think so many things can be avoided if God had to use force for us to do some things?
So many things can be avoided externally.
Okay, yes.
But internally, we can still be, you can even be the worst sinner emotionally without even showing it outside. You can be killing people inside your heart while actually you have got your pistol that is in your pocket, which you are not even using. So, no wonder if God were to use the force like the police or the army to say, well, when I see a police, I can drive in this way because there's a police ahead. I can do this and that. You don't even enjoy that life.
Right.
Yeah, but when you decide to do it from inside, that I have to obey because I have to obey. I don't have to obey because I see the police around. No, you obey. Even if there are no police, if the traffic lights are ready and there are no cars on the road, you are the only one, you stop. And that's how the life of a Christian is supposed to be. It should be a lifestyle of walking with God. But not him with all his power to just make us, no, this one can't do. He just holds you, throws you aside. This place, I don't want you to be here. Go the other side. It should not be like that. But we need to be in a place where you are willingly do this or you don't do this. Mm. You need to have that choice. And like we have said, freedom of choice is what gives character development. Mm. If you don't have the freedom to choose, your character cannot develop. Mm. At times, this is how we bring up our children, where we force them to do this. We force them to go to church. And immediately they leave our home. They go and live a life that is so fearful that we can't even imagine it ourselves. Why? Because we brought them in the fear that if you don't do this, you won't eat. I want to do this and that for you. That is not all right.
Right.
Freedom of choice should always be there.
Sure. Wow. Thank you so much, Pastor. Can we close with a word of prayer?
Thank you. Shall we pray? Our Lord and our Savior, we are thank you for goodness and we are thank you for love. This morning, Lord, we have talked about a lot of things on freedom of choice. We are thankful that you want us to develop character. As we make our choices in our daily lives, we invite your presence, that you lead us, you guide us, you help us. On our own, we can get lost. We are thankful that you are a God who does not use force, but a God who gives us power to do your will and help others to do your will. Bless our listeners, bless our presenter. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen, Pastor. Thank you so much for this beautiful conversation.
Please, you're most welcome. God bless you and God bless our listeners.
Amen. To our listeners at home, that was Pastor Munga talking to us about our choice or God's plan. We were looking at the theme predestination versus free will. What a beautiful, powerful conversation. Right now, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we will have our devotion from Pastor Justin Mongwe. Stay tuned and be blessed. Don't go away. This is Mid Morning Empowerment, Adventist World Radio.
You are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.